Okay, so we're going to do one more contemporary halacha on Shabbos regarding the Isser of Ohel. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start a new halacha called Boineh. And we're going to discuss various different shailas that come up, including electricity. Boneh, electricity, what shaychas? You'll see. A lot of fun over there. Okay, so for now, though, we're going to do one more contemporary halacha on Shabbos regarding the Isser of Ohel. So, if just to remind ourselves, we know that the Gemara brings down that there is an Isser to erect an Ohel on Shabbos, which is a tolda of Boneh, and we discussed a horizontal covering, which is a tefach wide, which you're not allowed to erect on Shabbos, and also a mechitza, a vertical one. We discussed the different parameters. We discussed mechitzas in shuls, etc. So I want to just discuss this, the core halacha of an ohel, which is a tefach horizontal, which you're not allowed to erect on Shabbos. Now the Gemara comes and qualifies this iser, which again, don't forget, there are two formats to this iser. If it's an ohel keva, which means that it's there for a permanent amount of time, according to some Rishonim, the Rush, then that's an ohel keva deoraisa. It's also deoraisa to do it, to erect an ohel that is horizontal for a long, permanent amount of time. However, if you put it for a temporary amount of time, then it will be an iser derabanan, and that's called ohel arai. One of qualifications that come to be matir, this iser derabanan, is learned out from the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and feel free to interact and ask me questions as we go along. Just I can't see everyone, so feel free to unmute yourself and ask me questions. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph brings down Abaye, who brings down a brisa that says that it is mutter to set up a mita, like a bed, or a kisei traskel. Kisei traskel is not a roller coaster ride, even though it sounds like one. A kisei traskel is a chair, a folding chair, almost like the contemporary folding chairs that we have, like the fold up. So a person is allowed to unfold a mita, or unfold a kisei traskel, a folding chair, or even an asla, which is a folding toilet seat. You can do all of these things, even though they have a size of a tefach, which is now going to be horizontally covering the airspace underneath it. When you open the bed, there will now be a tefach of span of material that is covering an interior airspace. So too with the kisei traskel. When you open a folding chair, the underneath part of the folding chair is technically under the seat. And so the seat is functioning as an ohel. So although we just pointed out there's an iser derabanan of ohel, arai, which is this would be a temporary ohel, but for some reason, the Gemara brings down the B'Shem Abaye that this would be mutter, putting down a bed or unfolding a folding chair, even though the airspace underneath this area is being covered by a tefach of ohel. So the question becomes, what exactly is the heter that Abaye is teaching us? Reuven, you hear the kasha? Yeshua David, Eliezer, Yehuda, fine. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim for what the heter is in this case, for why there's no ohel, for an iser arai derabanan. And based on those two approaches, we're going to have two beautiful nafkaminas that come out of it. And the third practical application is going to be a activity that I'm sure many of you did as a child, especially Reuven and Yehoshua. This is something that I think is very much up your alley. So, as you will see. Okay, unless, yeah, okay, fine. So, says the Gemara, so says the two approaches. Approach number one is brought down by the Ritva on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Masel Ohel Kavua. The Ritva says that the reason why it's mutter to unfold this bed or to unfold this chair, even though there's an ohel technically covering the airspace, is because there's a major condition, a precondition, in order for an ohel to be usser. In order for an ohel to be usser, aside from the tzura having a tefach, it also requires that you are using the airspace underneath it. There has to be tashmish tachtav. You have to have usage and functionality for the airspace underneath it. You have to use it. So since the bed is not, this type of bed at least, was not meant to store anything underneath it, It was not meant to store or put anything under the bed, and the folding chair as well is not meant to put anything underneath it, so it lacks that criteria of tashmish tachtav, and there's no iser ohel. It's not just about the form of a tefach, you also need to have a condition of using the airspace underneath it. That's the Ritva's approach. That was approach number one. Approach number two is Rashi. And this is understood by different achorim differently, but we're going to go with the Rashi as is understood by the Magen Avraham. It's also spelled out by the Chazanish. And the Privy Gadam also alludes to this Mahalach. This is Rashi's Mahalach to feed these achorim. No debut, that's a different shot, but we're going to go with this Mahalach. Rashi says as follows, that he's not madkish. He does not emphasize that the reason why it's mutter is because of tashmish tachtav. He doesn't mention it one iota. He doesn't mention it at all. All he says is that when you set up this type of bed or this type of chair, it's only being done for yesuva ba'alma, he says. Yesuva ba'alma. So what does that mean? Or another lashon he says is it's avid v'kai. It's already set up. It's already built. So the simple way of understanding Rashi based on these achronim is that there's no issue of ohel when the core ohel is already ready to be set up. It's just folded. Meaning if the core ohel is already set up, it's just in a folding position. So all you're viewed as when you open that folding chair or folding bed, all you're viewed as doing is just repositioning an already existing ohel. The way Rashi describes it is that the mita is on its side. All you're doing is putting it on its legs. It's true that when you flip it over on its legs, you're now making a covering for the space underneath it. But lemaisa, it was just repositioning the bed from one angle to another angle, or the folding chair. Really, the folding chair has an ohel capacity in it. All you're doing is repositioning it by opening it. So Rashi's way of understanding this heter is not based on the fact that you're not using the airspace underneath it. Maybe he doesn't even hold to that condition, Rashi. It's unclear. But the reason why it's mutter, says Rashi, is because you're simply just repositioning an already existing ohel. You're not making an ohel from scratch. You're just moving an ohel from one place to the next. It's true, it wasn't functioning as an ohel before, but it's just in a different position. You're just turning it over on its legs. So those are the two main approaches that are given for this heter, for why the Isser Ohel Arayi Midrabanan does not apply. Either like the Ritva, because you're not using the airspace underneath it, or like Rashi, that you're just repositioning an already existent ohel. What's the nafkamina? Let's come out with three nafkaminas. The third one is going to be most relevant, but you guys in a few years, Baruch Hashem, are going to be married with children. So the first nafkamina is also going to be very relevant. The first nafkamina is brought down by the Chazon Ish regarding the famous shaila, if you guys have younger siblings, of using a stroller on Shabbos. And you're using your stroller on Shabbos, you're pushing your nephew or your younger sibling in the stroller, and guess what? It starts to rain. So what do you want to do? You want to now move the awning over the baby or his thumb. You don't want the sun in his eyes. Are you allowed to do that or are you not? So says the Chazanish, this is dependent upon our two approaches. If you work with the Ritva, that the heter of Kisei Traskel and Mita is because you're not using the area underneath it. So here you are using the area underneath it because the mice, the baby is getting protected by the shade or by the rain. But if you work with Rashi Shita based on these achronim, that the reason why it's mutter is because you're just repositioning an already existent ohel. So here too, there's makom to argue that the stroller's hood is simply folded in a folded position. All you have to do is just reposition the core ohel to an extended position. So that repositioning is not erecting an ohel from scratch. And so the Chazanish says, based on Rashi's approach, he would be matir opening the baby stroller carriage hood lechatchila on Shabbos, based on this second approach of Rashi. However, lefi the Ritva, if the heter is only stemming from not being able to use the underneath, here you are using it, and therefore it'd be aser. Rav Moshe in Or HaChaim, yes, one second. Rav Moshe in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Hey, he says that there's room to argue on the Chazanish. And so, but Rav Moshe says he doesn't have time to look into the moment. And so he's uncomfortable just being mekel legamre. So Rav Moshe says that there's another way out, which we'll see maybe at a different time, that ohel arai doesn't apply if you already opened it before Shabbos at Tefach. If you already opened it before Shabbos at Tefach, you're allowed to extend an ohel that already was opened at Tefach. So the Chazanish wants to be mekel lechatchila and say, even if you never opened anything, you can lechatchila open it from scratch because it's just repositioning. Rav Moshe is not so ready to be mekel, so he says, better to avoid the shaila and have the tefach before Shabbos, and then all you have to do is extend it, which everyone would agree to is mutter. That was all nafkamina one. Yehuda, can I hold you unless you really have to understand something? I just want to make sure I get through the other two. Can I? Yeah, unless you have a kasha. If you have a kasha, yes. If you just have a stama question, then let's wait. Let's wait. What do you think? Okay, wait till after. So let's do one more. Okay, then I'll ask answer. So second nafkamina. Reuven, you good? Everyone else good? The first nafkamina is klar? Good. I like that triple-headed nod at the same time. Okay, beautiful. Okay, second nafkamina. Now, as I pointed out, Rashi doesn't speak about whether or not there's a condition that you have to use the airspace underneath it. He doesn't say that. We don't know what he holds. But if you assume that the fact that Rashi had to come on to a different reason, the reason of just repositioning an OL, and he doesn't say the Ritva's reason, it could be there's a possibility that Rashi doesn't hold of this condition of Tashmish Tachtav. And according to Rashi, it could be that as long as you have the form of the OL, that's sufficient to be over an Isser Derabanan. In fact, the Achron do bring up such a machlokas. It's not clear if Rashi holds this way or not, but it's very possible that Rashi doesn't even agree to Ritva's reason. And he argues and holds that as long as you have a Tefach, it's Usser. The only time you can be matir is if you reposition. So if you assume that hanacha, we can come up with another nafkamina. Let's say you want to put up an ohel, let's say a table, which is only meant to be used for the top part of the table. A table is not meant for the bottom, for the underneath the table. It's meant for the top. Let's say we're talking about, let's say a buffet table. And no one's putting anything under the buffet. It's just for a serve or a regular dining room table. No one's using the table underneath, the area underneath. So what would it be over here? So very simple. Lefi the Ritva, who says that you have a heter as long as you're not using the area underneath, this will be a heter because you're not using the area underneath. But according to Rashi, since he didn't give that reason, we have no precedent that he agrees to that condition. And he would say that no, lemaisa, you are making an ohel. You don't have any heter of just repositioning because it's a regular table from scratch. And who says that you have to use the area underneath? We don't see Rashi holding that. So Rashi would potentially answer that case. Midrabana. So that's the second nafkamina. It's just basically the inverse of the first. The first one has tashmish tachtav because it's a baby stroller, but it's just repositioning. Whereas this case doesn't have tashmish tachtav, but it has the form. Those are the two, you know, classic nafkaminas. The last nafkamina, which I want to just bring up before Robowski comes, and Huda, you can ask your question, is a fun nafkamina. Rav Yashiv, this is number three. Rav Yashiv is brought down as saying in Hilchos Shabbos that I'm sure Yehuda, I did this myself as a kid, that a very common play game of a child when he's younger is to take a few chairs together, take all of his sheets from his mother's cabin, from mother's linen closet, and make a massive, massive castle and tent. And if you get even more exciting, you can have like cops and robbers, and you can have forts. I called it forts. Some people call it tents. But basically, kids love this game, where they just make tents out of sheets, and they make mamish tents. You know, they can make a whole city out of tents. It's not out of linen. Out of linen, you can come to my house on Shabbos, and they don't do it on Shabbos now. But it's a lot. It's geshmak of fun. Okay. So the question Rabbi Yashiv was asked was: is that mutter? Can a child? If a child does this on Shabbos, are you allowed to remove it? Because don't forget, if there is an Isser of Ohel, that means you can't build it. You also are not allowed to break it down because that would be Soser. So the question becomes, what if a child made a tent, a play tent on Shabbos out of linens? Ohel Tefach. So is a parent allowed to come now and say, you know, guests are coming, I want to make room, I want to dismantle his tent? Yes or no? So Rav Yashiv said, you are allowed to, because a child's formation of a tent is a ma'aseh kof ba'alma. It's a ma'aseh kof ba'alma. He's not a bar das. Those are the words of Eliashiv. He says, ideally, you should do it with a shinoi, but Mikra did, it sounds like it's mutter. So the question becomes, what's the basis for this heter? So if you go with Rashi's shita, that it's a question of repositioning something, we don't see any heter of just, this is not a repositioning, so there's no reason why this should be mutter. But if you go with the Ritva, and you hold that there is a need for tashmish tachtav, you have to be able to use the area underneath. So you'll tie it to me, well, hey, these kids are using the area underneath because the mice, it's a tent. They're sleeping under it. They're doing whatever they want to do and they're playing their games. But if you work with that hanacha, maybe you can take it a step further and Rav Yashiv may hold that unless you design the tent to be used underneath and you intend, you have kavana, which only a bar das can have, to form this tent for the usage underneath, then it's not called a tent. It's not called an oel. So even though a katan is making a tent, and it looks like a tent, and he maybe even be using it, but maybe you can push the ritva's chiddush a step further and say that the ritva, that if you need tashmish tachtav, you would also require that the katan, I'm sorry, that the gavra designs it as such and has kavana. Well, if you do need to design it and have kavana, then anachanami, you need to be a bardas. And therefore, Rav Yashiv would be saying it's a ma'aseh kof ba'alma. It's not muchach. It's unclear whether this is what he means. It's susim in the psak that he brings down in Halichos Shabbos. It's not clear, but this is a possible explanation. So just to summarize, we have Abaya and Kufla Melches bringing down the heter of Kisei Traskol and Mita, being matir and Oel Arai Dirabanan. We brought two approaches in the Rishonim, the Ritva versus Rashi. Ritva says you have a condition of Tashmish Tachtav, whereas Rashi is saying that it's just simply repositioning an already existent OL. We brought three Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one was the stroller. Chazanish was Matir based on Rashi. Rav Moshe was Mefakvik about it. He says leave a Tefach out. The second Nafkamina is where you're putting something out, but you're only using the top part of the surface. And the final nafkamina was based on the Ritva, possibly Rav Yashiv's psak about play tents made by children. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to try to do electricity or maybe a different halacha, but we'll see if we have time tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach everyone. Yehuda, you can ask me the question after Rav Blasky. Okay.